Continue Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Siman Pei Sif Tes Be'ezra Hashem Yisbarach. Also, Lidros Tvash Hamechuba B'Kaveres. One may not scrape off honey that's in the honeycomb. Can also Larasa Chalas Tvash. I feel a nit as Mema Kaveres. If you have a cold thing of honey, you're not allowed to scrape off the honey. V'lemerik Sa'is Akadim Shabbos. If you did not do so before Shabbos, as a dvash hazomim mena b'Shabbos, the honey that pours out on Shabbos is asur. Al dvash, because we're concerned you may come to do it on Shabbos. Al dvash hazomim kaveris, but you find in the honeycomb itself, liquidy honey is mutter. Sif yud. Perish nizbarazur b'makech b'bayis b'chotzer. Fruit that got scattered in one spot in your home, muta lekapsam, you could gather them together. Avalim the spazru, if they are scattered, achas hena, one here, one there, diketirch lekapsam, it involves a lot of work to gather them together. Also lekapsal tachasal, they may not be gathered into a basket. Elam malakat v'aychel, you only could take one at a time. Some say the isser is that it's called Tirch Yaseir, is a loose of the Shabbos, doing that kind of work on Shabbos. And some suggest that the Isser is Ma'amr. On Shabbos, you're not allowed to make a pile. And this is considered, at least looks like Ma'amr. And therefore, anything that's spread out in a field looks like Ma'amr. And even if it doesn't involve Tirch Yaseir, there it would be considered usur. If you're using a broom to gather things together, there's more room for leniency. Picking up candies from the floor of the shul and putting them into a bag, the paiskim are lenient. It was done typically by an oifruf, and it's not considered really a tirchi yisera, and certainly not in a field. And the people and the paiskim say that you could do. Certainly, in a case where you're eating it as you pick it up, there's room to be lenient. And in general, if you're concerned that you're picking it up because you want to avoid that the fruit should not get rude, or you're picking it up because you want to have food serve your guest, there's room to be lenient. Ketnis kedoyim beans, shehem b'kliposon, that are on their shell peel, shekarin shabritim, ima klipos, adayin lachas v'rus gam kan l'chilin. If you could eat the pea pod, muta l'foichon, l'kachs men as kitnius, you could open them up on Shabbos and take out the beans that are inside. Dava k'mafet oichel mi'oichel. Since both are edible, that's not considered an act of mefarik. Avam klipos yivshapshu, if the peels have dried up, v'enruyus oil l'chilin, they're not edible. Then you can't take out the beans from inside. One shouldn't take out the walnuts from the peel around it. If the shell around the beans are edible, but you never eat the shell, you only eat the beans, then it's not considered an edible thing. As far as the shells around fruit, if they're there, if the issue here is because they're not edible, that without taking them out, then there's more reason to be lenient. Sefiyat Beis, Osluchas Peiris Letzarech Mashkin, one may not squeeze fruit to get out the juice in it. But if you're cutting a fruit, and as you're cutting the fruit, some liquid comes out, or you finished eating a fruit and there's some juice left on the plate that you can eat. You can't squeeze lemon into water. Last man mash current lemonade to make a lemonade. The paiskim, however, say if you squeeze the lemon right onto sugar, then there's some that are lenient because that's not the way schit is not done normally. Some are machmer. Vafilam says pre befiv to suck a fruit. Yesh oisrim a machmer. Yesh lazar kapon ba novim. Certainly by grapes, one has to be careful. Shloi limtzitz is a mashka not to suck out the juice, elizra klipas, and throw away the shell, because that is certainly something that you're only doing for the juice. Nobody's interested in eating the leftover fruit of the grape that you sucked out. If you don't need the liquid that's coming out, then you can be more lenient. Therefore, you have to be careful. For example, you're putting a piece of cake or bread into a liquid. You have to be most careful how you pick it up, not to cause that the liquid should come out. You could squeeze lettuce or pickles. Shemaim hochel ibud, you're not interested in the liquid that's in those fruit vegetables. A woman may not express milk into a cup or into a pat. She can begin expressing milk that make it easier, that in order for it easier for the child, the eunuch. Vosalatis mechabal is a double or four. She may not express milk onto any on anything else. But mokum shayntz a kind of like tzara, yisera, not only in a case where there's danger for the mother or for the child, then we have more reason to be lenient. But women may not express milk on Shabbos to just serve, to save that milk. If she's expressing milk on Shabbos, it has to go to waste. She should do it right down over a sink where it's going to go right down the drain, or over soap where it's going to get ruined immediately. Sif yudal mutl shit and shem karsh amach l'cham. You could put a congealed fat on something hot, abish nemuach, even though it's going to melt. Hashelik v'aborot eimer askim asom yidayim. One may not scrape or snow or ice. Tanel sharm l'chatichas, to break them into small places. Kedei shiyuzuva mamayim, in order to make them, in order that the liquid should come out. In terms of putting food into a freezer on Shabbos, if your goal is not to keep it frozen, you're putting water into the freezer to become ice, but when you take out the ice, you want that ice to liquefy, then it's mutter. If you want what you're putting into the freezer to remain hard, for example, you're putting ice, water, juice or whatever into the freezer, it should become ices, there one should be more machmer. One could put ice into a cup of water, a cup of wine or maim or water, that will make them cold, and the ice melts by itself. You did not intend in any way to, your goal was not in any way to cause that ice should, to cause that ice should melt. You have to be careful not to wash your hands in the winter with water that has in it snow or ice. From Yitl, if you do, you shouldn't crush that. It should be considered morasic. You could crack ice to take out the liquid that's under it. Well, hashtam tachshalish, to urinate into snow, toiv lezorim efshar, one should avoid. Ken yesh lezor shalol hashtam agabatit, otech ofi techuach, not to urinate over cement or over mud, again, because it could come out into lush. Something that got frozen, like on a window, if there's ice that formed, one has to be careful not to scrape off that ice. If you have food that's mixed, the food with part that's not good. So now we have the Isra Boirer. And to make it that it shouldn't be the Isra Boirer, there are a number of conditions. First is you have to take out the part that you want to eat from the part that you don't want to eat. So if you're eating fish or chicken, You have to take the fish or the chicken, the meat that you want to eat. The bones are considered the psoilus. V'gam es ha'oichel osur liver al yedei kli. Even if you're taking the food part, you're not allowed to use a utensil to do it. A dafka biyata has to be done by hand. And therefore, you're not allowed to use any type of equipment that's used for boiler. If you're using a spoon that has holes in it, like that, the liquid that you don't want will pour out. So it should really not be used. If that's the spoon that you always use, and you're not using that spoon specifically for the purpose of boiler, there may be room for leniency. Many paiskim are lenient about using a fork and a knife and a spoon, but that's just considered an extension of your hand. And whatever you're doing, you have to do immediately. Immediately doesn't mean right before you eat. If you're preparing for a large meal and there's a lot of food that needs to be prepared, then you could do it as much time as you need before. Furthermore, if what you're doing, it's better if you do it earlier, it's better for the food, that's also considered miyad. It's also considered right away. That you want to do what you're going to eat now, you have to be careful what you want now. The liver, not to put away something that you don't want to eat right now. What you want to eat now, what you want to put away is even to peel garlic or onions, and to leave them the way they are, that's considered boirur. And the same thing goes for all types of fruit. If you're peeling them, the peel is considered boirur. Certainly, if it's a peel that's not edible, but even if it's a peel that's edible, but you're not interested in eating the peel, so then the peel becomes the psoilus, and you're not allowed to do psoilus mitoich oichel. You only could peel what you need to eat immediately. The outer peel of a garlic, you should not peel that garlic. Even if you want to eat the garlic immediately, even by something which is not meant for eating. Shaykh is a brera, the still brera. Now, this is a very complicated question. When is it considered brera? If you have a number of garments or you have a number of svarim. So certainly if the garments are hanging in your closet, each one separately, that's not considered brera. But if they're all, if you have a number of garments laying on a table or on a bed and they're all mingled together, or you have a number of svarim on a pile, and they're mingled together, that would be considered boirur. And the coat that I want to use now, the garment that I want to use now, the sefer what I want to use now, is considered the oichel. Fashar and everything else is considered the psoilus. Ein l'sanet shemashka, so you zayin, one may not filter any type of liquid. Ki yesh b'zakam chalukudinim. To drink by having a shmata, piece of garment, over the cup that you drink for, the lashayach bayrut, that's not bayrut. Because bayrut is only mesakin inyan kaidim achila shtia. It's if you do something before you begin eating or drinking. Avo b'inyan zeh, but when you're drinking through a piece of material, zeh enam akavas psoilish shloit tekaras tach piv. You're drinking in a way to keep the dirt out of your mouth. But now drinking water through that piece of material comes with another issue. And that's the shav kibus. You're cleaning that piece of material. If there's nothing else, but the best would be to use a piece of material that's completely clean. One should not use the garment that he's wearing to drink that way, because there certainly we need to concern you. Need to be concerned. You may come to squeeze out that garment. You don't want to walk around with a wet garment. If your sink has a water filter, then the Chai Adam says that that's not considered usur. That's not considered an act of bayur if it's a filter that's there all the time.